What I'm going to talk about now, I'm not going through the thank yous and all the ashakayos and hakaras hatayev. Shabbos we'll talk about these things, and there are other opportunities. But it's been already 2 days that we're in this place, in this part of the world, and we've been having a nice time. The chevra being together, which is priceless for myself and for my wife and for all of us. It's just something that we always remember, and like many of the chaverim have said, that even if we would just take a bus and go someplace, you know, in North Dakota, whatever, it would also be for us, and especially that we have Joby with us. Yeah, it's such a chias. All of us that feel the chias, the love and the chias, the warmth and the nigunim, and you have the right for that moment, the right nigun, even if it's not always, you know, the like you said, but it's the right nigun at that moment. It's the right nigun. And we feel that it makes a huge difference, and it's Hashgacha Pratis. Every step that we've been taking here is Hashgacha Pratis. Even the people the few Jews that we bump into on the street, and the people that we met last night, everything's Hashgacha Pratis. Those neshamas were meant to meet us in that place at this time. Why are we here? This is not Eretz Yisrael, and that's why I want to talk a little bit to put things into context, because it's important to put things into context to remember Sof Kol Sof where we are. I wanted to say these diburim by the arch of that Russia, of Titus or Russia. I wanted to say these diburim there, but it wasn't shaykh to talk about anything over there, and just the matzah was not shaykh to talk. So really, all of us, I'm asking all of us to try to remember that. It was just yesterday, to think ourselves that matzah. And I was at a loss for words. I think Joey was pretty much afraid, because they told him there were rules over there. There were dinim over there about singing, and I felt that we had to do something to mekadesh shem shemayim, that horrible place, to mekadesh shem shemayim. So we began to sing, and Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, we were able to do a little bit of a rikud. But these are the diburim that I wanted to say at that place, at that gate, at that opening. I wanted to say these words. So try to transport ourselves back there and to take it with us through this trip. We haven't been zeichi yet to be by Kivrei Tzaddik. I'm going to be tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. And the following day, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. But to remember where we are, because Hashem Yisbarach sent us also a shlichus, every step of our lives a shlichus, that why we came here. And I believe that we're here, even with our laughing and our singing and our joking around and our just walking through the streets. I think that there are tikkunim that are being made. I believe that be'emunah shleima, that there are tikkunim that are being made by every step that we take in this place. Sof kol sof, it says in Pasuk, Keili koire mi seir. There was a voice, there was a sound, there was a cry that comes out from this place of Edom, of Seir. We're in the headquarters of Esav. And the Pasuk says that Hashem is crying out, there's a call. Hashem is calling out from this place. Rabbi Nachman Susel, I know I didn't have a look at them around with me, but Rabbi Nachman, I could probably get on Sefer Ariyah, but it's in Kuf Yutes. There we learned that Torah many times. Over the years, Rabbi Nachman's talking about Menias and the Chayshach and Moshe Rabbeinu going up into the darkness, and Davka in that dark place, that's where he received the Torah, in the Chayshach, in the Anan, in the Arafel. That's where Hashem is calling him. And Rabbi Nachman there brings that pasuk of Kelikar Miseir, and Chazal say, when the person was asked, where is your God? And Bekrach Godel Shabiraimi. The God, there's some Mitzias of the Baruch Shalom. Hashem is everywhere. But when the question was asked, where is God? So, and the answer is, by the big city of Rome. I mean, this whole place is the Malchus of Rome. What that means is, yesterday there was a little bit of Yitzhak Mordechai took a little bit of a poll, who was on the earlier trips, and We've been to dark places over the years. We were in Ukraine, we were in Poland, which was the Emek HaBocha. We were in places there of the most of the most horrible, horrible tsaras. And then we went hungry last trip. But each one of us has to know that the shorish of all of that darkness, the shorish of all of that ra, is here, is in this place. This is the place of Edom, of Esav. I'm not talking about the nice Italian people that are here right now that are populating these places. That's not, I'm not talking about the people and what kind of people they are. They seem to be very nice and friendly, warm people. I'm not talking about that, Chas v'Shalom. But this place, and that place in particular where we were standing yesterday, where we were able to do that, that Rikud, is the shorish of what happened. Anything that happened in the Ukraine, anything that happened in Poland, in Hungary, and any difficulties and sorrows that we've suffered throughout the years, the shorish of it is be'emes, be'emes, even though there's an inyan of yishmol, I'm not going into that sugi right now, but the shorish is here. The shorish is here. And I want to talk about this just for a few minutes. There are many kailos, there are many sounds, there are many voices in the world. In the capital that we say by Kabbalah Shabbos is Kol Hashem B'Koyach, Kol Hashem B'Hodo, Kol Hashem Shaveh Rozum, Kol Hashem Chayseh L'Habas Eish, the Koylus of Hashem. And the Medrash brings down that there are different Koylus, there are different sounds that can be heard Misofar Elam V'Ad Sofar, that can be heard from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe. Everybody's familiar with this. Chazal say Kishanosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah LiYisrael, that when Hashem gave the Torah to Israel, haya koylei harlech misayif ha'olam va'ad sayifai, that call of Hashem giving the Torah of Anoichi Hashem Lekecha was misayif ha'olam va'ad sayifai. Chazal say kol haneshama b'shar sheyetzes min haguf, even though a person might die quietly on his bed, but Chazal say that the neshama, there's a call, there's a sound, there's a scream of the neshama, or the neshama is leaving the guf. And Chazal say that also when the baby is born, we often hear the cry of the baby, but the emes is, Chazal say that that cry also, not just leaving the world, but entering into the world, is a cry that call is harlech misayfa ilamat sayfa. It's from one end of the universe, and it doesn't only mean in this world, or these worlds. It means all worlds. There's a cry that's misayfa ilamat sayfa. The Maral, especially in the Be'er HaGoyla, in the sixth Be'er, the Maral says Dvaram Amukim Ma'ayit, very, very deep things over there. And it's kedai to, when you have a chance to take a look, in the sixth Be'er of Be'er HaGoyla. The Maral speaks about these kailas, and what's the inyan of Misayif Elamad Sayifai, from one end of the world to the other. And the call that comes out, Chazal say every single day from Har Chayy, from Har Sinai, Oy Lam Lebriyas Me'al Bani Shal Torah. What the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that there's a call that's coming out from Har Sinai that our neshamas are able to hear. Baal Shem HaKadosh speaks about the Yehurei Tshuva and so on. There's a call that's going out from Har Sinai every single day. And then the truth is that from the very beginning of creation, Kol Hashem Lekim is Halach Bagan, there's the Kol of Hashem that was reverberating throughout the garden, throughout Gan Eden, and the Kol Dmei Achicha Tzayakim Elai Min HaAdama. And finally, there's that scream, that cry of Kol Dmei Achicha, of your brother's blood, Kol Dmei Achicha Tzayakim Elai Min HaAdama. And the question the Maral addresses, and all this from talk about, is how come nobody's able to hear these kailas? That the neshama hears, but how come we can't hear these kailas? So there me sofer alamat sofer. How come we're not able to hear these kailas? The call that's coming out from Seir, from Edom, from Rome. How come we're not able to hear these kailas? So there's a remarkable gemara. Again, it's been mentioned in the shul over the years, and here I'm just touching upon this briefly because the sugya of Edom, of Seir, is huge, and I'm just touching upon this one little piece of all of this, and we'll learn a little bit inside. What the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chafam is that there is a different sound in the world. There is a kol that exists in this world that is so strong, it's so powerful, it's so loud, that it drowns out all of the kolos that we were talking about. All of these kolos of Kedusha, all of the kolos are drowned out by this sound. What is the sound? So the Gemara says, Ilmolei kol hamayna shel raimi, nishma kol galgal chama. The Gemara says that if not for the noise that's called kol hamayna shel raimi, from the hamayn, that noise that's from the multitudes of Rome, kol hamayna shel raimi, if not, then we would be able to hear the galgal chama, we'd be able to hear the sun, we'd be able to hear the sounds of the universe, which we can't hear. So there's this kol hamayna shel raimi, and the Gemara talks about this, and Chazal talk about this in a number of places. And the Gemara says, at the end of Makkos Chav Daled, and it'll sound familiar to you in a second, Okvar hoy Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozer ben Azaya, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Mahalchen Bederach, Vishomu kol hamayna shel raimi. These Tanoim, these Tzadikim, took a trip to Italy. Pashto says it was for fundraising purposes, without going into the pratim of that, to raise, could be for the merid, for the rebellion that was beginning to get moving against Rome. But these Tzadikim were on their way to Rome, and it says, they're Mahalchem Ederach, and they heard the noise of the hamoinish l'raimi, of the multitudes, the crowds of Rome. They heard from a distance of meyev esrim mil, that the Tanoim were able to hear the noise, the sounds of Rome, from 120 mil. They heard these sounds. They began to cry. And over there also Rabbi Kiva is Mesachik. That's what Rabbi Kiva is. We're talking about that, but that's not for now. Rabbi Kiva is Mesachik. They were all crying. And Rabbi Kiva is laughing. Just like by the Chob Mesa Mikdash, the Mais, which is over there in the Gemara. So that's Makkos Chav Daled. And the morale. Over there in Be'er HaGoyle, the Maral talks about this, explains why were they crying, and what is this kol ha'moinu shoraimi? So the Maral says, kol ha'moinu shoraimi, shnoslem ha'mem shol ba'olam, that the world is upside down, like in Rabbi Nachum's story of the exchanged children, that the Ben HaShivcha and the Ben HaMelech were switched, and that something perverse has taken place in this world, that instead of hearing kol sosn of kol simcha, kol chosn of kol kala, instead of hearing the kol of Hashem, bahada, the kol Hashem, that's chaytza lahavaseish, instead of hearing these kailas that we're supposed to be hearing, instead of hearing hakol kol Yaakov, instead of hearing these sounds, the Maral says, "Kol ha'mayne shoroi mishan oslem ha'mem shol ba'olam." The world is crazy. That Rome has the memshala of this world. That the memshala of Rome, this world, is the memshala, belongs to Rome. Therefore, the noise, the sound of Rome is heard from one end of the world to the other. Mitzad ha'memshala shemispashet ba'olam v'yoytze l'poil, Maral says. Mitzad, this reversal that goes back to Yaakov and Esav, this switch, this exchange that took place, that Esav has such a grip over this world. The Maral says that the call of that sound of Esav, that sound of Rome, is so powerful, it's mispashet, misoifa ilam vaad soifa, v'yoytze lepoil. The Ben Yishchai, the Ben Yehoyada, talks about this as, but should have been hakol kol Yaakov, and then ein haydayim de Esav, and if the sound of the voice of the Jewish people is not being heard in our davening, and we're not in our learning, in our davening, so then it's the yadayim de Esav, and the kol is the kol of Esav, and the voice, the sound, the noise is the noise of Esav. So what the Maral is teaching us, what we're learning now, is that there is this mitzias in the world that is tachas the memshal, even though right now it's not like Italy is at the forefront of one of the great powers of the world. But remember and keep in mind, and the tzaddikim have explained this, that America, Russia, these are all extensions. These are all anafim, these are all branches that are growing out from that krach godl shabaraimi. These are all, America is an annex of Rome. Russia, these are all annexes. Germany, these are annexes. These are extensions that come from, that grew from that stick of Shlomo HaMelech and that night that he married Bas Paro, which Chazal say, that konech, I was thinking about it when she was talking about how they were, the wood, how you build a city on, you put down in the ground, in the water, the wood, what are they called? The piles, right, the wood piles, and pilings, and the whole binion of the city of Rome is on these wooden pilings, the whole binion of Rome. So everybody will make fun. They say, what do you mean Rome predates that, and what are you talking about? And Shlomo HaMelech, but obviously Chazal, as we'll talk about in Mitzvah tomorrow with the Ramami Panu, Chazal, the Torah itself is speaking, Tachtayim is using language of this world, but it's Meramiz L'Elyonim, is speaking about something much, much, much deeper. That the foundations of Olam Hazeh, upon which that krach godl of Rome, that metropolis of Rome, came into being, and this city in particular that we're standing right now upon wood pilings in the water. That's what this whole place is. That's what we're standing upon. And this is all part of, this is all the krach godl shebaraimi, but the krach godl shebaraimi is America also, and Russia, and Germany, and it's the krach godl shebaraimi. And the Maral is saying, is telling us that the sounds that are coming from that world of Hamayna Sharaimi are so powerful because of the Malchus of Seir, of Esav, of Rome, of Edom, that is mispashet in this last Golas. Yishmael is a part of that, as the Maral explains. Yishmael is the last, is the Sif. Yishmael is a peradam. Yishmael is a small change. They make a lot of noise also. But Yishmael is only carrying out the work of here. Yishmael are just shluchim. They're just shikingles of the Malchus of Edom. It's not Yishmael. There's no Malchus from the Arba Golias. There's no Golus Yishmael. As the Maral tells us, the Golus Yishmael is the last Gilui of this Golus of Edom, of the Vatican, of Rome. That's the Gilui of Yishmael. Yishmael's a kleinikite. They make a lot of trouble, but the whole Indian is from Harsay, is from Rome. So the Maral's telling us that somehow that noise that comes from this place is drowning out the sounds that we should be hearing, the sounds that we should be making, the sounds of a Jew that should be Misayf Alamad Saif, of the Neshama coming into the world, of the Neshama, what the Neshama accomplished in the Guf and leaving the world, and the Kolos of Chasnan Kail, and all the Kolos of Kol Hashem, Chaitzev Lahavas Eish, the voice of Hashem is not being heard in this world. And that's how the Maral explains that the Tanoim, when they heard the Kol HaMoyne Sharami from such a distance, obviously it's not something physical, you can't hear that. What the Maral says is that noise is Misofa Lumat Saifai, and as they were approaching Rome, they were overwhelmed by that darkness, that horrible darkness of the Metzias of this world, where the voice of the gladiators having a fight in the Colosseum is drowning out the sound of the Bismedrash. is drowning out the sounds of the Shema Hashem, of the Shema HaMafurish being uttered in the Beis HaMikdash, that sound we don't hear anymore. And that's what is meant by this Kol HaMoneh Sharoimi. And that's why, of course, for some reason, there's some law over there that the sounds of Jews singing at that place also has to be stifled. The sound of Jews singing in that place has to be stifled by that gate, because that place that we were standing at, since I'm a little kid, I have that picture in my mind, because every single textbook and every single, when we were kids, everything we grew up with, especially it was a Hanukkah time or something, we always saw that picture of that arch and the menorah. Ever since I'm a little kid, I'm wondering what that looks like, and I'm wondering, in person, and what that place is. And there were many, many feelings that I had yesterday when we were there and staring at that. And then during the time that we were zeichet to sing over there. But what on a deeper level, what it means is that there are songs that we as Jews have to sing. And there's the sound of Torah. And there's the sound that the neshama wants to be heard. The baby comes into the world, and the sound is misayfer lematsayfer, the child, that his tefillah should be accepted, that his Torah should be able to ascend to the highest place. But if you really, really want to be able to hear those sounds, in order for us to be able to absorb those sounds, then in this world, you have to somehow, for some reason, this is where we are, we have to pass somehow by that place of the arch of Titus HaRasha, of that place, of the klipa, of that rash, of that gate, of the Pesach of Rome, which we'll talk about more in a second, but that means that Pesach, that opening of Rome. And in this world, if you want to hear the other kolos, it's a kol to mamadak, you have to pay very, very close attention to be able to pick up the kolos of Kedusha, because the sounds of Rome are so strong. The sounds of this place are so strong. The noise of this world is so strong that we can't hear the kolos that Hashem wants us to hear. And that's really the panemius of the golos that we're in right now. So I don't know if you have you should have on your phone. Look at the first Maor Malkim. Not 1a. That's talking about the nusach that they daven over here in Italy, in Rome. It should say Shemana Kavatsim from the Rav Kook. Either you have the pages or it's on the phone. Page 1, Shmoyne Kavotzim, Kovitz Vov. Kol Oifen, so Rav Kook writes, Kol Oifen Shaha Hagbara Hachitzainis, any time that, this is what we're learning, we started talking a little bit about in the Shiurim on Pnimius, these past two Shiurim. Kol Oifen Shaha Hagbara Hachitzainis, any time that there is that the sound of Chitzainis, that sound that is external, that is silly, that sound of gladiators, when that sound is getting louder in a person's life, whether it's coming from the Colosseum, it's coming from if it's coming from the street over here, if it's coming from the computer, when you find that in your life that there's a hagbara, that the noise of chitzoni is, the noise of that which is shallow and empty, is getting stronger than the Or HaPnimi, than the inner light. Harayu Oitmai. Then it could reach such a point where that sound of Chitzonius can actually silence the sound of Pnimius. It could block, it could prevent a person from hearing, or an entire people, from hearing the Kailas of Pnimius. Vafilo Havara Kailonis Reika. Hagbos kol yoisem me'erach hamatorah sharuach harotzen v'ariga hamakudosh teivas. Any sound, even if it's stam narishkeit, even if it's stam, it's some silliness, some narishkeit, but it's not the kol of Hashem, kol Hashem behodar, kol Hashem choitz l'avaseishiv. It's that kol. It could be the silliest sound, but that hagbos kol is yoisem me'erach. When it's yoisem me'erach hamatorah, if that sound means more to you in your life than the sound of true ruach and rotzen, hariga, mukudosha, tevas, if the sounds of chitzonius are taking up more of your space, more of your ears, more of your hearing, more of your heart than the sounds of kedusha. Harehim afila es or haregesh. Then the sounds, these sounds are able to dim, to darken, and to block the light of holy emotion, not to be able to feel anything of kedusha, to daven your whole life and to feel nothing, because your head is filled with, your head is filled with these sounds. V'soisemes es charake haneshama, and they're able to shut close, to close up the pores of the neshama, to prevent the sound of the neshama from coming out, to prevent the sounds from coming out. I still can't figure out exactly, I don't know if anybody explained yesterday, why that place of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shefichas Dam that we were at yesterday, the Colosseum, why it has so many pock marks all over it. She said what?
The metal hinges and the metal
bearings. That's the explanation of chitzonius. For the sounds, to be able to amplify the sounds of the Colosseum, that they should be heard, it shouldn't just be kept within that arena, that those sounds should go out to the entire world. So then it darkens, and it dims, and it blocks. Es or haregesh. V'soisemes es charkei haneshama mehifia es mo'oireseha. And it blocks, that noise, that sound, blocks and prevents, it closes the pores, it blocks the surface so that the sounds of the neshama cannot be heard. Because those sounds are so strong that they go misoifalim vaitzoifai, and they're drowning out the sound of the neshama of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, of Chasan Kala, of Hashem calling out to us. That's what it means. Keli kari meisei Hashem screaming from this place, but we don't hear it because of all the noise. And that can come out in our lives in many different ways, obviously. Uba'olam hatnua ha'hoimeshal harisha. Listen to this sentence. This is the only Rav Kook could write in such a way. I can't translate this accurately, but the best we can. So it says, "Ba'olam, in this world, hatnua ha'hoima shel harisha, that the powerful movement, the tnua, that powerful wave of evil, ha'hoima, the loud wave of evil, shel ha'bahamus ha'gasa ha'anoishis, the kind of spectacles that were taking place in that." Disgusting place that we were in yesterday in the Colosseum. Shel ha-bahamus ha-gasa ha-anoishis, the most prust human violence behavior and so on. And then Rav Kook says it, kol ha-moyne shel roimi. That is what Chazal meant, Rav Kook explains, by kol ha-moyne shel roimi. Mishatekes kol galgal chama. It drowns out the sound of the sun, meaning of all the colors of kedusha, from hearing the truth. That's why I was saying before that every single niggun of kedusha, because you might think it's a small thing, every single sound that we're making, even talking to each other, Jews talking to each other. We met a couple of yidden over there today. Tonight we were walking a couple of chever from Eretz Yisrael. And I asked them, "Atem Yehudim?" Said, "V'nai Anachni Yehudim, Betach Anachni Yehudim, Yehudim." For them to say those words, Misoifel Amad Soifel Mamish, in this place, to elicit sounds of kedusha, to bring out the koilus of kedusha, because the kol hamoyne shel raimi is the noise of this world. Umishatekas kol galgal chama adash harisha tikpat spia, until the day will come, like we say in the davening of Yontiv, until that the risho tikva, that the mouth of evil will be shut, will be closed, will be silenced. And then we'll hear what? Kol mevasa yisham. Then we're going to hear the sounds of Elyonovi and Mashiach. Kol mevasa va'oimer. Which Hashem, was that voice, we can't hear it now. But then, the kol mevasa yisham. But then we'll hear the voice of the mevasa. Ha'omer l'tzion, molach elokayich, which is written in the past tense, molach elokayich. Hashem is always king. But we don't hear that. This whole place of walking around, admiring palaces that are made by Rishoyim, by kings and popes that were murderers, that were Oivdev Adazar, that were Rishoyim. And the whole world is coming here. Somebody was saying that in the summer, there's not 1 inch you could walk in this place. It was crowded tonight. There's no place to, it's so crowded. The Kol HaMoyne Shalroimi from this place, it's unbelievable. And because of that sound, it's easy to forget. And I know that Yitzhak Mordechai announced at the beginning that we're in a Holocaust-free zone. But of course, there's no place on earth where kol dmei achicha is not tzoyekim min ha'adama. It all began here, that there could be such a thing that of kol dmei achicha tzoyekim min ha'adama, which unless a person is able to put his ear close to the ground of this place, that shar, that gate, that is the gate between Yerushalayim and Rome. Where we were yesterday, it's sitting in Rome, but it's the gate between Kishizokom, what? Zenoifel, Esav and Yaakov. The gate we were at is very significant. It looks like it's not even the fanciest one. The other one looks fancier. It's a kleinikai. But celebrating the Chub Mes HaMikdash, and that they have over there written on the walls in the Colosseum, that's the place, that this is from the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Ha'omrim, who were the ones that said, Oru, how do you say it? You just have to look in the Kapitel HaTilim, we all know it. Livnei Edaim. Ha'omrim, Oru, ad you say it? Until a Jew will never hear a voice of Har Sinai. Until a Jew will never hear inside of his heart, they hear it true because he's so tuned in to the stupidity, to emptiness, to shallowness, that he can't hear the call of Hashem speaking to him within himself. That Kaili Kairi Misei, the Mashalim is screaming to us from underneath the layers of Rome. That gate, that shar, that arch that we were at of Titus Harosh is that arch, that shar between Yerushalayim and Rome, between those two worlds, those two different types of Kailis. And that's why, if you have for a second, look in Tehillim Ayin Tes, you all have it on your phone. And I want that we should say it together, and then I'll talk about it, Mamish, for 2-3 minutes, something here in this Kapitel Tehillim. And then we'll say it, and then there'll be a Tefillah from the Ramchal. But we'll look in Kapitel Ayin Tes, we're in a Lubavitch Shtibel, there must be lots of Tehillim over here. And if you don't have, but if not, you can just get it on your phone, Kapitel Ayin Tes. Let's say it together. Mizmaliyasa, Filihimbo, Vimlach Lesacha, Timus Heichal Kachacha, Somus Yushalayim Lim, Nos Nus Nivlas Avadacha Machaloi Fashamayim, Besachasi Dachel Chai Sayores, Shof Chudom Kamayim Sivas Yushalayim Bain Kaver, Hainu Kerpalishinainu Lag Vikelis, the Sivasainu, Admo Adonai Tenaf Lenetzach, Tivak May Eishkin Asecha, Shvecha Moschel Agoyim, Shlei Ducha, Vamamlochas Ashubishim Chalai Karo, Kiochlis Yaakov, Visneveu Heishamu, Al Tiskel and Ovenis Vishonim Hikamun, Rachamecha Gedalainu Maoid, Vazvenu Eishenu Advakavai Shemecha, Vatsun Chabachat the Saint Laman Shemecha, Lomo Yom Hagoy Mayelo Yayem, Yvoda Bagoyim Lenenu Nik Mazdam Habadecha Shofu, Tovoy Lefanecha, En Kaso Seer, Gigol Zweyacho, Hoyser Benesa Musa, Boshe Lishchenen Shivosayim El Chekom, Herpos Mashech Fucha Adonai, Venachno Amcha Vitsoin Marisecha, Noid Lachloy Lom the Dorvador and the Sapet Ilosecha. So listen carefully. What David Malkin Mashiach is talking about here, the whole capital is about where we are right now. That's what this is about. But in particular, Lomo Yom HaGoyim Aye Elokeim Yevoda Bagoyim Leinen Nikmas Dam Avadech HaShofuch. This is the place which is called Dmei Achicha Tzoyekem Elai Min HaAdama. Even though we're a couple of miles away from Russia and from Germany and other places where Jews and in the Sephardic countries where Jews were killed, we're far away from those places. But every single drop of Jewish blood called Mechicha Tzoyekim Elai Min HaAdama HaZoyz. The cry is coming from this place, And therefore, we're asking, Lomar Yom Rekai, Yevada Bagram Leinayim, Nikmas Dam Abdecha Shafach, that Hashem is supposed to take revenge for all the blood that has been spilled. Now here, Tavol Lefanecha Enkas Asir. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tavol Lefanecha Enkas Asir, that the voice, the Enkas Asir, let me see how it translates, I didn't write the exact English translation, but the Enkas Asir, Tavol Lefanecha Enkas Asir, means that the scream, the cry, the cries of those who are imprisoned. Enka, an asir, means someone who's in jail. So it says in Pasuk, Tovu lefanecha enkas asir. Hashem, please listen already to the screaming, the cries, the karl, enkas, the anaka of the asir, of the imprisoned. And begodol zreacha hoyser b'nei samusa, with your mighty arm, release those who are condemned, who are imprisoned. V'hoshev l'shcheinenu shivasayim, and pay back our enemies shivasayim. Many, many more times what they did to us, pay them back to take revenge from that. So on this pasuk, you don't have it in front of you. The Ashur HaKadosh writes the following sentence. Listen to what the Ashur HaKadosh says over there until he says the following. Tovu lefanecha enkas asir. Hashem, listen to the cry. We're talking about noises, about sounds. Your ears can hear the sound of the one who's imprisoned, of the Shekhinah, of Am Yisrael, of every individual Jew who's imprisoned in the Rome that's inside of him, where the sound of Rome is drowning out the sound of his neshama. Tovu lefanecha enkas asir. Al Shech HaKadosh says the following. Zeinyin mamorim zal shomer li ozochel atoyl Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wanted to know where he could find Mashiach. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met Elyonavi there a few times, we know. And Elyonavi was asked by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, where is Mashiach? And who remembers what was Elyonavi's response? Where is Mashiach? Where is Mashiach? Huh? Bepischa shall roi me by the arch of Titus. That's all I could think about over there yesterday. That's why I started to sing Tzmichas Karen over there. Ki Mashiach bepischa shall roi me otzur. Mashiach is imprisoned. The one who's in chains is Mashiach. Where is he in chains? At the gate of Rome, at that shire, at that arch. V'oser, he's imprisoned. Nagua, covered with, the Medrash has even more graphic, he's covered with negoim, with terrible wounds, injuries. Nagua, umuke, beaten. Mashiach is sitting there by the arch of Titus. Matir v'oise negov. He's putting bandages. All these things, there's a lot. It's already, everybody's starting to get hungry already to talk about each of these things, what it means. What's he doing there, Mashiach? He's taking bandages. He's putting bandages on. He's taking bandages off. He's putting bandages on. That's what he's doing. He's sitting there. Since the time of the Chorban, Mashiach Sekenu was sitting by Pischa Sharaimi doing this. There's another version that says he's going around and helping others with their bandages. They're different gears, different. Of this medrash, Zalshich says, "Matir v'oyse negoy v'nenach al Yisrael, v'nenach al Yisrael." He's crying over the matzav of the Jewish people. Hu melech haMashiach. I'm sorry, v'nenach al Yisrael. Ubeze yitochin. Zalshich HaKadosh says, "Ubeze yitochin sh'oymrim." Anachnu b'nei ha-golos hazeh ha-mar v'ha-oruch. The Al Shech HaKadosh says that this is the Ruach HaKadosh of David HaMelech, David Malka Mashiach, that we're saying in this long, bitter golos, Tehillim, this capital Tehillim, where we say the words, Tovo lefanecha enkas asir. Hashem, please, we're begging you, listen to the screaming and the crying of Mashiach, who's wounded, who's injured, who's crying out for the Jewish people. Who melech haMashiach? Ha'osur bepischa shiroimi. Ha'osur bepischa shiroimi. That's what the Avshalach HaKadosh goes on, but the Avshalach HaKadosh says. So let's now, and I do Marach in this thing. If you look at page 2, I'm just going to read it and try to translate, sort of not an exact translation, but to try to at least, when we were in the ghetto, I guess we're in the ghetto actually right now. There's on the street over there by the square. It said Beis Medrash Ramchal. Ramchal did spend some time in Venice, but everybody of course wants to claim, the Ramchal. So I don't know what historical connection is between that particular Beis Medrash. We weren't allowed into the shuls. We couldn't go into the shuls. But I don't know what the connection is. Mishram tomorrow would be in Padua. Padua is Mamish, the Mokum of the Ramchal. And there, that's where his Beis Medrash was, the Ikka place. I mean, he traveled, but the Ikka Mokum of the Ramchal and his Beis Medrash and his Talmidim. And the Tzaddikim, we're going to Mishram tomorrow, we're going to Rav Valley, to Rav Moshe, the Rav Valley, Tzion. And the other Tzaddikim that were his Talmidim, that's really in Padua. We have a whole sefer of tefillahs from the Ramchal, which I use regularly. These tefillahs in the Ramchal, it's from time to time I've quoted them over the years, but this is one that I wanted to go over with you. Again, if we have another 10 minutes. I'm so sorry. Is the place going to close? The food? Is Yitzhak Mordechai here? Okay. Making hachanas. It's okay. Listen, we can joke all we like, but he takes care of the whole thing. He's gewaldig. He's gewaldig. Hashem should bench him with long, happy years. In the tefillahs, of the Ramchal, each tefillah of the Ramchal, he always ends with what? He always ends. And he has a whole Maimra on Kivui, which we learned a little bit from 3-4 years ago, the Maimra of Kivui and the Ramchal. His whole name was Kivui. The Ramchal was Italian. He's in the world of the Italian Mekubalim. He understood the Kol HaManish Araimi, not from a distance. This is where he was his whole life, in this place. He knew what it was. And with all of the possibility of censorship and even possibly imprisonment, there were many things that he wrote in a very strong and clear way about this prison that he was in, this beautiful prison of Italy, of the Malchus of Edom. Do you have it on the thing, page 2? Kel echad yochad miyuchad ba'oish shelcha yotze melech ha-mashiach mi be'er tzara nachriya. Kel echad yochad miyuchad, with your strength, ring out Melech HaMashiach, or Melech HaMashiach comes out from mi be'er tzara nachriya, from the imposter, we'll see in a second, of the be'er of the well, nachriya, that's not Jewish, that's foreign, that's strange. Shnemabar, Val tetar alai be'er piha. I wrote there by hand the pasuk. It comes out on the phone, on the paper. It came out. Al tishtefeni shibarles mayim val tivle eni metzula val tetar alai be'er piha. So that pasuk until it means in English, let the current not sweep me away, the depths not swallow me, or the pit close its mouth over me. It's pasuk until. So Ramchal writes, Miyad Hashem pa'ozcha yismach melech u'bishu'ozcha ma'yogil ma'oid. Hashem, with your strength, yismach melech, the king will rejoice, and with your Yeshua, ma'yogil ma'oid, there'll be tremendous joy. Shari be'er zeh, this be'er. Now he's writing this, the Ramchal's writing this cynically. He calls it a be'er. He's referring to, I wrote there in parentheses, Knesios Anotzim. He's talking about the churches. The Church of Rome. He's talking about the Church. He says, "Shari be'er ze, afal pi shu nira ki ilhu be'er bekama avoida." Even though it looks like it's like they're talking about God, like it's a be'er, like it looks like it's a wellspring of godliness, right, to the whole world, because God is coming out from this place, from these churches and all these places. They're talking about God. Bekama shirois, bekama hilulim. Well, he walked on the streets. There was all the time. There was church music being played. That's the world that he was in. And they're all praising God. Here he goes. Einu ela bor nishbar. It's not a be'er. It's a bor nishbar. It's a broken bor, a broken cistern. Shnebar, as it says in Chazal, bring the pasuk and say Shnebar, but the pasuk is in Navi, in Yirmiyah. Lach tzev lehem boi rois mayim nishbaram, that the idol worshippers, they carve out these broken boiros, ashalo yechilu hamayim, that cannot hold water. They're nothing. They're really boiros. You think they're be'eros, but they're really boiros. Ashalo yechilu hamayim, shekol ma'ashoisim en ha'elilara. Everything that they're doing, all their tefillas, all their music, all their songs, all their prayers, all of their theology is what? Is only l'ra, l'hachzik samach mem harasha. It's not to bring anything of God into the world. It's to l'hachzik samach mem, the evil one, the satan, the samach mem, harasha. Hado d'chsiv, u'ba'achas yivaru, v'yivaru v'yichsolu musa havolim eitzhu. What they're in English, they're both dull. I don't know if it came out in English by you. They're both dull and foolish. Their doctrine is but a delusion. It is a piece of wood. A piece of wood, which this whole place is built on, and it's also alluding to the cross. A piece of wood. That's their delusion, a piece of wood. That's what the Ramchal is hinting at. It took a lot of courage to write this back then. And there were plenty of people who had mastered and were translating it for the Galachim. And the Galachim themselves, many of them, whom knew Lashon HaKodesh. She Yerushalayim HaKodesh Banemar Vayar V'hinei Be'er Basada. Yerushalayim is the Be'er. By Yaakov, it says, Vayar V'hinei Be'er Basada. Be'er Basada, which is, of course, a hint for the Be'erus of the Beis HaMikdash. Be'er Basada. Alvol Roimi Chayeves. Rome is guilty. Habor Reik Ein Bo Mayim. Rome is the bor, not the be'er. The true be'er, the wellspring of godliness in this world, is Yaakov Avinu, is Hakol Kol Yaakov. And Rome is chayev, is guilty. Habor, it's an empty pit. Habor reik ein bo mayim. Even the waters are free. You remember that in Rome? Don't forget. As much water as you want. Habor reik ein bo mayim. Mayim ein bo. Avon nechoshim v'akrabim yesh bo. There is no water in Rome. In this bor of Rome, there's no water at all. You have physical water, but there's no water. There's no water of Torah. There's no sound of Hashem. It's what? It's nechoshim akram. Like Chazal say about that bor, they threw Yosef Atzadik into the bor. Habor reik ein bo mayim. Chazal say nechoshim. Rashi brings down nechoshim akram. There were snakes and scorpions. Mitzad samach mem belilus, the side of the sitrach of the satan. U'melech haMashiach oimed al pischa shel roimi. And the Ramchal brings the Gemara, that Melech HaMashiach Gemara, that Melech HaMashiach is standing by the Pesach of Rome, where we were, Kidei Lahavir Zois HaTuma. And Melech HaMashiach is standing there because in order for the sounds to be heard, in order for the light to be seen, the true sounds and the true lights to be heard and seen, that snake and scorpion of Rome has to be removed. That Tuma of Rome has to be removed. Kidei lahavir zois hatuma, ukidei lahoitzi misham misha nivla sham. And Mashiach is trying to pull out. What does it mean? The injured and the bandages and those who are wounded. Mashiach is trying to pull out Jews, all those who have been buried, who are lost in that world of Rome. V'yeomru bo ha'ovdim beres ashuv anidachim beres mitzrayim aval be'er tzara zois. This be'er tzara, he's talking about the church. This phony bear, which is really a wellspring of what? It's a narrow place, and it's a bear of tzaras. This bear tzaras zayis of the church writes a listom haped. That's going back to the pasuk that we just read in Tehillim. It says, "Valta ter alai bear piha." Don't let the pit close its mouth over me. The mouth that makes the sounds of Rome writes a listom hapeshala shu zah pesach shal melech hamashiach shal yuchalotzes misham. This is the prison. The mouth, the church of Rome, which is closing upon us and imprisons us and is imprisoning Mashiach Tzidkenu, that he can't go to Yerushalayim. He's stuck by the gate of Rome. Miyuchel ha-hatzel oisai. Miyuchel ha-hatzel oisai. Who can save Mashiach Tzekeinu? Eli yichud shelcha. Only our belief. Only your yichud. Only Hashem al-kenu Hashem achad. V'za'alev shemestalek. Hashem is the Aleph of Elohim, of Aluf Shalaylam. The Aleph is Hashem that is in the word Be'er. That Aleph is taken out by Rome, and that becomes the Vav of Bor. Ubishol she is Gala Aleph al Melech HaMashiach Miyad Yetzimisham Mikama Bekama Ploys. The word Pella is the same as Aleph. Pella means wonders, right? Ploys. Pella is Aleph. When Mashiach comes, so Mashiach is going to come out, that Aleph is going to be fixed. The Bor is going to become the Be'er, and the Aleph is going to be fixed of Mashiach. And Miyad Yetzim Misham, Bekama Plois. And then, all of a sudden, Mashiach will appear, Bekama Plois, in a wondrous way, with many wonders. Shnei Bamehem, Me'ez Hashem Ha'is HaZayis, Hin Neflaz Be'ineinu. Me'ez Hashem Ha'is HaZayis, Hin Neflaz Be'ineinu. Miyad Hashem ba'ozcha yismach melech. This can only take place in Miyad Hashem ba'ozcha yismach melech. We don't have to, I will end over here with this tefillah now. You can look at the end later on. Just a few more sentences, but lishu ozcha kivizya Hashem. So let's, so Joey, can we sing the Niggun, you know, yismach melech, you know, we get started, you know the Niggun? It seems that you know every Niggun, so I, you know, so you probably...